This is Take Care, a health and wellness show produced by WRVO Public Media. Thanks for joining us. I'm Catherine Loper.
And I'm Jason Smith.
If you're wondering why you don't remember things as well as you used to, can't eat a greasy meal, or find even the idea of hopping on a roller coaster nauseating, stay with us. Dr. Jun Yoon is a physician and the president and managing partner of Palo Alto Investors. His goal? Finding new ways to stave off the effects of aging to increase our functional longevity. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So we came across your work while reading about the positive stress movement. Turns out there's a number of people, usually in high stress, demanding jobs, who are exposing themselves to things that are extreme, like extreme temperatures, restrictive diets, grueling exercise routines, and general discomfort because they believe it helps them perform better for longer. Is there any truth behind this premise?
Well, we don't know yet, but it certainly is an interesting and provocative concept. And it's in line with what I've personally observed as a physician and as an investor in healthcare as to what happens during the aging process. You know, when we're young, what we have is this incredible recovery function. We have bioresilience, I guess is the technical way to say it. We don't realize what we have until we start losing it right around 40. And all of a sudden, we start to notice that our ability to recover from things really starts declining precipitously. Even something as simple as recovering from a roller coaster ride. But same thing applies to recovering from a jet lag, a late night hangover, broken bone. You know, I broke two bones in my hand at age 43. I played hockey my whole life and I'd never broken a bone. And I broke these two bones. I asked my hand surgeon, how long will it take for it to heal? And he didn't look at my hand. He looked at me and he said about 2 years. So I think what he was saying is aging is the most important factor in our ability to recover. So if these are the things that we experience after 40, what about the things that we can't sense, such as our blood pressure and our glucose levels? You know, when we're young, those things are wobbling all the time, but they always get back to center. It always recovers. And then after 40, in some of us, these things don't recover, and we give it names like diabetes and hypertension. So it's unlikely that all these seemingly unrelated functions are being caused by different things. It's probably being caused actually by a common thing. The ability to recover is what appears to be disappearing after 40. So the question is, what can we do to recover our ability to recover? It works for about 40 years. That's the greatest healthcare system ever invented. It's the one that nature gave us. It leaves us around age 40, and then we create this healthcare system around you to help you recover. But inexorably, your own ability is declining. And in some ways, the way the medical system treats our recovery causes our body's own abilities to atrophy. The more we give people blood pressure lowering drugs, the higher our baseline. So it's almost like a drug addiction model. Is there a different way to strengthen our body? Maintaining high degrees of resilience and high degrees of recovery function may be what we need to sustain health beyond age 40 and beyond. And if doing so can reduce our mortality rates, having low mortality rates is the best way to promote longevity. I know it sounds funny, but not dying is the best way to live long. So if we can maintain high levels of recovery function, how long could humans live? I don't know the answer to your question. The theory here is, can we actually tap into our own ability to recover, strengthen that recovery function as a way to sustain health, rather than relying on the medical system or relying on drugs? It's like kind of exercising all of your physiologic systems. You know, the best way to lower blood pressure is to raise it through exercise. The best way to lower our baseline heart rate is to keep raising it with exercise. It's almost like immunizing or vaccinating against high blood pressure or high heart rate.
So if you don't expose yourself to that, you won't be able to recover in the same way. And as you mentioned, this all relates to longevity. Could you explain the concept of functional longevity?
Exactly. There's various different ways to think about longevity. And people ask me, are you trying to promote longevity? I'm like, no. That's known as the current healthcare system. The current healthcare system is doing a good job of increasing the quantity and quality of life. But we're not actually solving aging, so we're essentially creating an older population that needs more healthcare. It's almost like the output of the healthcare system is a geriatric population that needs more healthcare. So that's like a self-feeding beast as a system. So as good as the current system is, I don't think this is the right path. Why don't we actually try to figure out how to sustain health, sustain our functions? Some people call it health span, but health span is a vague term. What we lose as we age is our functions. And so what we're trying to see through science and research is to see if we can recover functions as we age. So think about things we lose as we age. We lose our memory, we lose our vision, we lose our hearing, we lose our tolerance. to altitude change, to temperature change, our ability to balance, our recovery from an injury. These are the functional losses. So by pursuing functional longevity, we're asking the scientific system to help reverse functional loss. So not only are we living long, but we're maintaining high levels of function. And function is a word that the public can identify with, but it's also a word that scientists can identify with. So that ended up being a cleaner way to describe what our Palo Alto Prize initiative is and what our National Academy of Medicine initiative is.
So do you think that functional longevity was something that maybe in previous ages was easier to achieve when we weren't just all sitting at a desk all the time, when we were outdoors and exposed to some of these higher stress situations more often?
You know, nature gives us variation. There's changes of light throughout the day, changes of temperature. There's all this variance, and the dynamic range, the range of exposures out there actually helped maintain our resilience, our recovery function. For instance, you know, our bodies have incredible capacity to tolerate temperature change. We can tolerate 100 degrees, we can tolerate 50 degrees, but rather than exposing our body to this range of temperature, which actually help maintain our buffers against them and our compensatory strength, we're trying to be 70 degrees all the time. You know, we have heaters, we have air conditioning, we put on clothes, we move to California. You know, our blood isn't thinning when we move to California. We're actually losing our resilience. We're becoming more brittle. You know, I had somebody tell me that his wife can tell the difference between 69 and 71. That to me is a disaster. We've so narrowed our dynamic range that we're losing our ability to tolerate the wide range of temperatures that are out there. So in some ways, getting back out there in changing temperatures is a way to rebuild that resilience, rebuild our recovery function. So the hope is that people can think about this dynamically. You know, what we told patients in the 20th century was it's about diet and exercise. Well, maybe it's something different. Maybe we should be telling them it's actually change in diet and change in exercise that's a gateway to health. So maybe we should be changing our exercise routines every day, different part of the body, different time of day, different order. Same thing with diet. Instead of just, quote, eating a healthy diet, unquote, maybe we should be eating a range of diet. If we narrow our dietary experience, we actually lose our ability to tolerate other things. If we keep eating vegetables only, maybe we lose the ability to tolerate meat. If we only eat healthy, we might lose our ability to tolerate junk food. So I know it sounds crazy, but I try to eat at least one bag of Dorito a month because I don't want to lose my ability to tolerate Doritos. It just tastes too good.
What can we do today to start to increase our dynamic range?
First of all, on the science end, all of this needs to be empirically validated. So we're helping underwrite the first clinical trial that's ever been done to really test this idea. So all this needs empirical validation. Now, in the meantime, people can use their intuitions to see if they can continue to change up their human experience in every dimension. You know, spend more time in the sun, more time in the darkness, more time in the mountains, eating different kind of foods, you know, really ranging the experience both intellectually, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, as a way to build your own capacity to be healthy rather than a dependency. And none of these things are unfun things. These are all things that we'd want to do, and they're fun. So the gateway to functional longevity is actually to have more fun.
It sounds like a great prescription. Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Yoon.
Thanks so much for having me.